As I am on the highway of holiness, I got a holy father, and I get up in the morning and I say to the holy father, Lord, I don't know which way to go. I know I have to go to work. I know I'm involved in this. I know I'm involved in that. But Father, I don't know what awaits me. I don't know exactly all the things that I need to do. But Lord, today, lead me and guide me along the way. For if you lead me, I will not stray. Lord, let me walk each day with thee. Lead me, O Lord, lead me.
Welcome to Anchored in Jesus, the teaching ministry of Dr. William R. Glaze, founder of the Pittsburgh Institute of Biblical Studies, author, and senior pastor of Bethany Baptist Church. This is Sonia Hall, thanking you for joining us today for the conclusion of The Highway of Holiness. So let's join Dr. Glaze for the conclusion of The Highway of Holiness.
And you've all heard it said before that God does not expect us to be sinless, but he does expect us to sin less. And so we ought to be able to look at our lives every day and ask the Lord, Lord, is it in my heart to sin less today than I did yesterday? Lord, will you put a guard over my mouth and protect the things that I say? Lord, will you surround my head and protect my thoughts that I have? Lord, will you surround my heart and keep my heart as pure as it can be? You know, the kids used to sing a song, you know, be careful, little eyes, what you see. Be careful, little hands, what you touch. Be careful, little feet, where you go. For your Father up above is looking down in love. So you be careful. What is that all about? That's about sanctification. It's about setting yourself apart from the unclean things and living a clean life. And so here we have another word that that people struggle with, sanctification. And so we got this big concept of sanctification. You know, we want to make it some great emotional experience. Well, we run up and down the aisle and do somersaults, and we say, look, that person is sanctified. That's not sanctification. Again, sanctification, the same word as holy. It means to be set apart unto God, separated from sin, separated from all the filth of this world, and separated to God. And so if we want to walk on this highway, that we have to be cleansed. And in one of the messages, I'm going to talk about, the whole message is just going to be on cleansing. How can we be cleansed to be on this highway? And so when you walk on the highway, you must be cleansed. And so here I am, you know, I've purposed in my heart at the beginning of the day that I'm going to walk on the highway. So I'm walking on the highway, and I'm doing good walking on the highway. Then all of a sudden, something happens to cause a unclean thought, an unclean word, an unclean action to come and slow me down on the highway. So will God allow me to keep walking on the highway? Well, you might think that you're still walking on the highway, but now God says you need to stop and you need to deal with this. And so at that very moment, you know, the beautiful thing, see, some people think that we got to wait till we come to church on Sunday morning. And when Reverend Angel gives the altar call, then we come up and that's when we confess, right? No. You know, confession really should be immediate. That if we're walking on the highway, and see, this might be the problem. Maybe the problem with a lot of Christians is that they are not walking on the highway. So when evil thoughts and evil words and evil actions come their way, then it doesn't bother them because they're not on the highway anyway. But I'm going to tell you what, brothers and sisters, if you are on this highway of holiness, if you are walking this highway of holiness, as soon as something impure or unclean comes into your life, you're going to know it right then. And thank God that there's cleansing 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So we might be temporarily halted on the road, but we go to God, we confess, and we get that cleansing. And then we continue on the road. Now, even on the road, and I'm going to talk about this in the future, that we may have to reconcile with some other people, but we can be cleansed, and we can continue the walk on the road. And then you must be wise. If you're going to walk on this road, that you must be wise. Look what he says in verse 8 again. He says, and a highway shall be there, and a way, and it shall be called the way of holiness. The unclean shall not pass over it, but it shall be for those, the wayfaring men, though fools shall not err therein. You can't be a fool on this road. You can't make foolish choices and foolish decisions and be on this road. And sad to say that many of God's people, it just is beyond my comprehension, some of the choices that are made. And sometimes you think if people have checked their mind, you know, at their house and left it there. Because just exercising a little bit of wisdom will help you to go a long way. And when we have this wisdom comes from God's word. So that's why it's important to be in the word of God, so that you can have the mind of God, and so that you can live out the will of God. No fool walks on here. So in order for you to get on the highway and stay on the highway, these are the three things: that you must be redeemed, you must be cleansed, and you must walk in wisdom. There's no fools on this highway. You know, you can run out in the street. I'm sure last night, there was a lot of fools out last night doing some foolish things, all right? And maybe there was God's people out there doing foolish things. You can't walk. Man, we should so desire want to be on this highway of holiness that we would not allow ourselves to get involved with foolishness that would draw us off of this highway. The redeemed, the cleansed, and the wise. And then I want to talk about some companions on this highway. There's four companions on this highway. And I tried to put it in a way that will help us understand what this means. First of all, when you're on this highway, you need a guide. Okay, you need a guide. And on this highway, the Holy Father. See, we're talking about the highway of holiness, and you can't have unholy things. You got a Holy Father who is on the highway. Look at Psalm 31 in verse 3. Psalm 31 in verse 3. The psalmist said about the Lord, "For thou art my rock and my fortress. Therefore, for thy name's sake, lead me and guide me." And I recorded the words to a couple of songs. And this should be our prayer, that if we are on the highway of holiness, this should be our prayer throughout the day. Guide me, O thou great Jehovah, pilgrim through this barren land. I am weak, but thou art mighty. Hold me with thy powerful hand. And then there's another song. Lead me, guide me along the way. For if you lead me, I cannot stray. Lord, let me walk each day with thee. Lead me, O Lord, lead me. As I am on the highway of holiness, I got a Holy Father, and I get up in the morning, and I say to the Holy Father, Lord, I don't know which way to go. I know I have to go to work. I know I'm involved in this. I know I'm involved in that. But Father, I don't know what awaits me. I don't know exactly all the things that I need to do. But Lord, today, lead me and guide me along the way. For if you lead me, I will not stray. Lord, let me walk each day with thee. Lead me, O Lord, lead me. And if you pray that, you think God is going to let you stray off of the highway of holiness? If you're asking God, guide me today, Lord. Lead my feet. God is going to say, well, yeah, you need to, I'm going to throw you off the road. No, he's not. He's going to do everything that he can to keep you on the highway of holiness. But you got to ask him. And that's why throughout the day you ought to periodically just do a check and ask yourself, am I on the highway of holiness? Again, it's not some mystical highway. It's not some highway that is reserved for a few. This highway is open to all God's people. And all you have to do, you can get tired of hearing me say this, is separate yourself from sin and dedicate yourself to God. And you can travel on this highway. And then when I pray, Lord, lead me, you know what the Lord is going to show me? As I'm walking, there's going to be things along the side of the road that's what? Trying to cause me to get off. And the Lord's going to, as soon as it pops up, the Lord's going to let me know right there. You know, here comes so-and-so. Here comes so-and-so. You know, they're going to get you off the highway of holiness. And the next thing you know, you're going to be saying some things that you shouldn't have said, and you're going to find yourself down here on another road. It's amazing. It's amazing when you ask God to lead you, how that he just makes you so sensitive to the things that are seeking to draw you away from holiness. And so we ask the Father. We have a holy Father to guide us. And then I like the second one. We got a riding companion. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. We got a riding companion. And our riding companion is who? Is the Holy Son. You know, now I'm not going to read this whole passage, but you remember after Jesus died and rose again, that there were two disciples on the road to Emmaus. And they were walking along, and they were all discouraged, and they were down and out because their hope, the one who was to deliver them, was now dead. And so Jesus draws alongside them, and I don't know how long he walked with them on the Emmaus Road, but they had a powerful conversation. And as they were walking along on the Emmaus Road, and Jesus was talking to them, and a little bit later on, they said this, did not our hearts burn within us as we walked along the way? They were on the highway of holiness. And who was their companion? Their companion was none other than Jesus Christ. And so as I asked the Father to guide me, I realized that the Son is walking right beside me and that I'm fellowshipping with him. And so throughout the day, I need to make this declaration. I come to the garden alone while the dew is still on the roses, and the voice I hear falling on my ear, the Son of God discloses. And he walks with me, and he talks with me, and he tells me I am his own. And the joy that we share as we tarry there, none other has ever known. Lord Jesus, how do I deal with this situation right here? Lord Jesus, there are so many things that are out here seeking to destroy my faith, seeking to destroy my Christian life. Lord Jesus, tell me what to do. Lord, I'm crying out to you. Lord, you are my companion. I know I got the Father up here guiding me, but I'm so glad to know that I got the Son in the front seat riding shotgun. And it's so good to know that he's with me and that he's not going to get out of the car, that the only way that things can be messed up is if I drive off the road because I got the Son there to fellowship with me. Man, you can't lose. I'm trying to let y'all know how to stay on this highway. I'm trying to let you know how to get on the highway and how to stay on the highway. My brothers and sisters, if you're talking to Jesus all day long, you're not going to get off the highway. You're going to say, how do you do that? How do I talk to Jesus all day long? You can be in a conversation with somebody and just have an awareness that Christ is right there, right beside you. I mean, and it's not necessarily that I'm having a conversation with him, but in my mind, I'm saying, Lord, thank you for being with me. Thank you for guiding me. Thank you for directing me. And so I have this little dialogue going on with the Holy Son. And then I like this third thing. This is great. This is great. You have your roadmap is the Holy Word of God. Your roadmap is the Holy Word of God. Turn to 2 Timothy. Some of y'all don't need to turn there because you already got it memorized. 2 Timothy 3:16. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man or woman of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. I have the Word of God as my roadmap. That's why I put here, what is the prayer? The prayer, order my steps in your word, dear Lord. Lead me, guide me every day. Send your anointing, Father, I pray. Order my steps in your word. If I'm asking God to order my steps in his word, then what does God do? As I'm traveling on the highway of holiness, what happens? Scriptures start coming to my mind. When things pop up, a verse pops up. Whenever distractions come, a verse pops up. See, and this doesn't happen to the person that's not on the highway. If you're not on, you say, well, I run into stuff all day long and no verses come to my mind. And that's an indication that you're probably not on the highway. Because when you're walking on the highway, I know it's like that for me. Verses just come up. Songs come up. And things come up to help me to stay on the highway, to stay on the road. Is that your prayer when you get up? Is that your prayer throughout the day? Order my steps in your word. If that's your prayer, you're going to have a great time on the highway of holiness. And then finally, we see here that you are guided by the Holy Father. Your riding companion is the Holy Son. Your roadmap is the Holy Word. And you are fueled by the Holy Spirit. Amen. Acts 1:8. Look at Acts 1:8. Acts chapter 1 and verse 8. Jesus, before he went back to heaven, he said, but you shall receive power after the Holy Spirit has come upon you. And you shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and all Judea and in Samaria and to the uttermost part of the earth. What did Jesus say you're going to have? You're going to have power. When you get on this highway, you'll be fueled or powered by the Holy Spirit. So as I walk on the highway to holiness and temptations and all kind of distractions come my way, then the Holy Spirit gives me the strength to be able to overcome them. That I have a strength, I think the choir sings about this, I have a strength that's not my own. And this strength comes over me that, I know before I got saved, every New Year's, I would make resolutions. I'm not going to get into what I was doing. But I was doing some things I shouldn't have been doing. And I would make a resolution that I wasn't going to do it. And every year, I would keep it for a couple days. If it was a good year, I might keep it for a couple weeks. But then I was back into doing whatever I was doing. But when I got saved, that God delivered me from all those things. Every New Year's, I'd make a resolution to not do. And what was the difference? What gave me the strength? What gave me the power? It was the Holy Spirit. It was the Holy Spirit that lives within us and that gives us power and that gives us strength to live this life that God has called us to live. And so with the Father guiding me, with the Son riding with me, with the Word ordering me, the Holy Spirit is the gas that keeps me going. The Holy Spirit is the gas that whenever I get weak and want to fall out, I say, Holy Spirit, strengthen me. Holy Spirit, empower me. Holy Spirit, help me. And the Spirit will give you the strength to do everything that you need to do. I know y'all get tired of hearing my testimony about public speaking, but I give this testimony because it's a testimony to the power of the Holy Spirit. I hated public speaking. I hated to stand before people and speak. I would stand up and have to give a speech, and my head would be sweating, my hands would be sweating, my paper would be shaking, and I would say, I'm never doing this again. And then God called me to preach. And as I stand here today, saints, I know I stand here in the power of the Holy Spirit. I got a good friend, Dr. McFarland, Dr. Alan McFarland. He pastors a church in Portsmouth, Virginia, big church down there. And before he got saved, and he's given this testimony, so I'm not saying anything that he wouldn't say. He had a problem stuttering. And he couldn't get words, he couldn't get sentences out. And, you know, he'd be talking and people would be finishing the sentences for him. But when he got saved, you listen to that man preach, he stands up in the pulpit in the power of God, in the power of the Holy Spirit. And it's the Holy Spirit that has empowered him to do what God is calling him to do. And all I'm saying, saints, is once you get on this highway of holiness, you can't stay there in the flesh. The only way you're going to stay there is through the power of God. And so the prayer is, Spirit of the living God, fall fresh on me. Spirit of the living God, fall fresh on me. Melt me, mold me, fill me, use me. Spirit of the living God, fall fresh on me. If I'm praying that throughout the day on this highway of holiness, then the Lord is going to strengthen me through the power of the Holy Spirit. And as we close out the message, as I said, we have been looking at holiness as far as relationships are concerned. Is there something that the Lord spoke to you about in this message, in reference to your spouse, as far as holiness is concerned, in reference to your children, as far as holiness is concerned? Maybe you are a teenager, in reference to your parents. Did the Lord speak to you about something in regards to holiness in your life? A sibling, other relative, or other significant relationship? And I might even put in here also co-workers, neighbors. You know, has the Lord called you to a greater level of holiness? What do you resolve to do? What one thing in some relationship can you do to represent holiness and what God has spoke to your heart about?
Thank you for joining us today on Encouraged in Jesus. Tune in next time for the first half of On the Road Again. If you would like to request an audio copy of today's message, The Highway of Holiness, you can contact us at anchoredinjesus.org and request The Highway of Holiness. That's anchoredinjesus.org and request The Highway of Holiness. Or call us at 877-831-5060. When you visit our website, anchoredinjesus.org, you can view many of the other teachings by Dr. Galais. Dr. Galais is the author of 10 books. For more information about these resources and how to order, visit anchoredinjesus.org or call 877-831-5060. We also invite you to like us on Facebook at Anchor to Jesus Ministries. If you would like to make a financial contribution, please visit our website, anchoredinjesus.org, or send it to anchoredinjesus at P.O. Box 24034, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15206. Once again, that website is anchoredinjesus.org, or you can send your financial contribution to anchoredinjesus at P.O. Box 24034, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15206. It's through your prayers and gifts that we remain on the air. Our title, Anchored in Jesus, comes from Hebrews chapter 6, verse 19, which lets us know that Jesus is our high priest and an anchor for the soul. Now, for Dr. Glaze and our volunteer staff, I'm Sonia Hall reminding you, you don't have to be tossed in the storms of life. Your soul can be anchored in the Lord.